AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An overwhelming bipartisan vote in the House this afternoon. Jennifer King reports it was the Jeffrey Epstein case that brought Democrats and Republicans together.
The yeas are 427. The nays are one.
The House has passed a bill to force the Justice Department to publicly release its files on Jeffrey Epstein. It's a big change after months of opposition from Republican leadership. A bipartisan group of House lawmakers had to introduce a petition to maneuver around the House Speaker's control over which bills reach the floor. President Trump said this week he will sign the bill if it passes the Senate. Republican Representative Thomas Massie, who sponsored the bill, spoke before the vote at a news conference on Capitol Hill with Epstein victims.
We fought the president, the attorney general, the FBI director, the speaker of the House, and the vice president to get this win.
It's not clear what the Senate will do now. The House version of the bill would force the release within 30 days of all files and communications related to Epstein and his death in federal prison. Information about the victims or current investigations could be redacted, but not information that might embarrass any public figures. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump's welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House and dismissed U.S. intelligence findings that his guest likely had some culpability in the 2018 killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen.
Cloudflare, an internet infrastructure company, says it's resolved an issue that led to outages from ChatGPT to the online game League of Legends and the New Jersey transit system this morning. And another down day for stocks. The S&P sank 0.8%, the Dow shed 1.1%, and the NASDAQ 1.2%. NVIDIA, again, one of the heaviest weights on the market, amid worries its price has gone too high amid the AI frenzy. This is AP News. A federal bankruptcy judge has formally approved a settlement for the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, and the Sackler family members who own the company. Marcela Sanchez has details.
The plan addresses thousands of lawsuits over the harms of opioids. The deal would require members of the Sackler family who own the company to contribute up to $7 billion over 15 years and give up ownership of Purdue. Most of the funds would be distributed to state, local, and Native Americans to fight the opioid crisis. About $850 million of that would go to individual victims. People with addiction and survivors of those who died must prove they were prescribed OxyContin to participate. This latest plan allows lawsuits against the Sackler family by those who don't opt into the deal. That change was key to getting this new version approved in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's ruling last year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.